You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, theater fans. Welcome back. It's 2022. We're recording this in 2021, but you're hearing this in 2022. And this is a really fun one because this is our guest today, Miss Alicia. Hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. I'm excited to be back.
Mate, it's like, this is incredible, guys. Like, this is a different podcast, but Alicia was one of my original guests when I first started podcasting almost 2 years ago, which is crazy. A lot's happened in those 24 months.
You're not wrong.
So when we first did our first episode, it was before COVID really
hit.
Everyone was kind of, shutdowns were just starting to happen and everything like that.
Yeah.
What's the last 2 years been like for you?
I mean, it's where to begin, huh?
Right.
It's, I feel like it's been so opposite of the spectrum. Like, people have done like so much personal growth, but there's also been like so much sadness to work through, like so many things to tackle, so much. It was hard, like you said, when we first did this, it was like when everything was just hitting, and I feel like there was a lot of like hope, there was a lot of fear, but there was a lot of hope.
Everyone was kind of like, we'll be good in a couple of months, see you on the other side, like,
exactly. And I feel like, you know, the further along we get, the harder it is to tell yourself, everything's fine, which is a shame. But, you know, at the same time, like I said, I mean, I personally have had so much time and space for personal growth, potentially too much, but, but, you know, no complaining now. And yeah, I mean, I'm very grateful for a lot of that too, because I feel like a totally different person. And do you know what? I guess part of that is also to do with the fact that, like you said, it has been like 2 years, and it doesn't feel like it's been that long because we've not had anything to do.
Yeah. It's kind of been like this almost Groundhog Day kind of thing, where we've just been stuck in time for 2 years.
It's like we don't have the room to like hit any of our like personal goals and stuff. Like, for example, I've been meaning to move to London for what, the last 2 years, and I'm still in the exact same place of can't wait to
oh my god.
It's like, so because of things like that, you know, in normal day-to-day life, like, would be happening, and you'd be like moving forward and feeling like you're achieving things and accomplishing goals and stuff, it's not happening. So we're just stuck in this like perpetual state of, so this is me,
I'm existing.
literally. Crazy.
Amazing. So for background, because we're a theater podcast, Alicia and I met through Six.
We did.
Back in the day. Oh my word. That feels like so long ago. Have you been on stage since? Wait, hold up, because I started speaking to you after, and then you, oh my god, what, I can't even remember timelines right now.
That's another thing about COVID, I feel, is that I don't know the timeline of anything I've done anymore. Like, people are like, so what you been up to? And I'm like, ooh, I remember I had a birthday party when I was six, and that's about it. Like, it's just everything in the brain is gone. I think did we speak after I finished covering on tour?
I feel like I feel like it was before that.
Okay, right, I see. Well, I did that, but apart from that, have I been on stage, on like stage? I don't think I have, unless I'm gonna like stop after this and be like, oh wait, I forgot about this huge amazing thing I did, and then kick myself. But no, I've been very, very fortunate to have had a couple of bits and bobs of work recently in developmental things. Cool. Which has been a lot of fun, actually. But I haven't been on stage. It feels weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so like, because obviously it's not like some people have, and then some people have chosen completely different career paths now. And
yeah, like, it's just
crazy.
And I mean, who can blame? Do you know something that makes me really, really salty? This might be a stupid thing to say, but something that makes me so salty about the whole thing is I feel like as theater people, we've grown up our whole lives with people being like, but what if this and what if that? And you're like, that's never going to happen. I'm always going to have an opportunity to get a job. Yeah. And for the first blinking time in the history of the world, now our industry literally doesn't exist. And I'm like, oh no, my grandparents were right.
I've got to get a muggle job. No.
Literally, it's crazy. I'm like, what are the chances of this actually happening?
Oh my God. This is insane.
That noise, exactly.
Yeah. I feel like personally, though, a lot's happened in the last 2 years. Obviously, I don't go hide under a rock. I see everything on socials. So fill us in on where you're at personally.
Well, so I have been through some personal growth, I suppose. When it comes to my identity, I've really managed to become very comfortable in the fact that I'm queer. And as well as that, I did some experimenting with my like gender expression, and I eventually came out as non-binary, which is really awesome. I feel like that's something that quite a few of us have had the opportunity to do in lockdown, is like experiment with gender expression and like the comfort of our own kind of bubbles, and not having to present, you know, in new ways for the first time in front of tons and tons of people in your daily life and stuff. Like it's a little easier.
Yeah.
So that has been really nice. And I'm really enjoying being on that whole journey. I also finally started chasing my pop star dreams and putting out and making music and recording. Okay. I recorded my first single, which was released at the end of October, because it's a bit spooky, little Halloween-y thing. So yeah, that was really awesome too. So I feel like, you know, even though I've not done a lot of the things that I thought I would have done 2 years ago, I have done a few other things that I really didn't think I would have done.
There's been, see, look, positives to everything, right? Okay. I feel like halfway through lockdown 1.1, we all kind of were like positive, and then the second wave hit and we were like, oh, okay, we're doing it again. And it was kind of like high to like this low, and then we were all like kind of plateaued out, and everyone started just kind of doing stuff again, which is just crazy. Like to think it's been so long, and just how everyone has just adapted to what's going on is just really cool, I guess, when you think
about it. Yeah, no, it's so special. Like I think it's really something to be admired. Because I mean, this is nothing like what we would have ever thought we'd have to deal with, or, you know, like it's one of those things, like it makes you question everything that you take for granted. Like, you know, whoever thought that there would be a thing where, nah, you might not be allowed to go out and see your family on Christmas. Like, it just wouldn't have occurred to me, at least. So yeah, it's pretty crazy what we've had to just kind of accept and work with. And I think everyone's doing a really good job.
100%. From that mental health perspective, you went from pretty much sailing around the world and stopping on every exotic beach to being cooped up at home in lovely Scotland. How, especially at this time of year, how does like, because like going from a ship to tropical islands at this time of year to the weather you've got now, how have you gone with like just dealing with that, not being able to just get out and explore? And
so in all honesty, actually, when we first went into lockdown and stuff, I was having a really hard time. I wasn't in a very good place at all. And actually, you know, I mean, it wasn't just lockdown. There was a lot of factors, but it finally gave me enough kind of motivation and reason to like try and explore some options with actually like managing my mental health.
Yeah.
Luckily, I had a good experience with doctors, and I started medicating.
Yeah.
And actually, that's the best thing that I've ever done in my whole life. Mm. So I have to be honest, the fact that I did that has been like a huge, huge help to me. And yeah. I'm not sure how well I would have coped with all of the lockdowns and all of the uncertainty and, you know, all of the hopelessness without that. So yeah, that was another really big thing that changed for me, and that wouldn't have if we didn't hear all this. So yeah, I mean, I definitely don't believe in toxic positivity, because, you know, there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
And there actually was a lot of that, I feel, in the first couple of lockdowns. There was a lot of people being like, you need to go out and you need to do this and you need to do that and make use of your time. And I just don't agree with any of it. I think that if the best thing for you to do in the moment is sit on your bed for 3 days and, you know, eat biscuits, then you definitely should, you know?
That was what I did for like a solid 6 months. I was like, and then I got bored of being at home and I was like, I've got to
go. Yeah. No, I feel that. So did I. You have to let yourself relax and cope and deal with things in the best way, because, you know, getting up and getting out there and going for runs and doing stuff is like really great for some people, but it's really not for others.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no point in having this like one size fits all sock of this is what doing a good pandemic looks like. It's like,
but honestly, tell me everyone didn't try. I feel like every little thing, there was like people running like workouts, there was like absolutely. Everybody at some time tried every single fad that went on during that just to see if it would work.
Absolutely. And you know, who can blame us?
Yeah,
like, I mean, what the hell were we supposed to do? We're just supposed to like sit around and be like, oh, I don't know. Like, we had to try something. And, you know, luckily, I think a lot of people did find the thing. And also, you know, within that, like a lot of people have managed to like, change their style of working to like suit working at home or to suit working on their own time schedules and stuff. And I think I think some people have realized that there's actually a better way to be working for themselves and to take more time for themselves and make themselves more comfortable through day-to-day stuff, which I think is actually really good as well, because sometimes I feel like we all fall into the trap of just being little machines that are, you know, told that this is what we're supposed to do, and, you know, if you're tired then that sucks, but get on with it and don't be lazy, blah blah blah. But, you know, that's not real either.
Yeah. And that's literally what I did to myself with Queen of Podcasts. Like, I was recording like 7-8 episodes a week for like 6 months because I had access to everybody because everybody was home. And then got to the end of the year and I was like,
yeah, I'm exhausted.
Literally took 2 months off and then threw this podcast together. It's just like, looking back, it's just like insane to think of where this started. Like, I remember I was in New York when things started breaking out, and I was like going to theater every night. I was just chilling, having a good day, and then walk into Times Square this morning one day and they're like, pandemic has broken out in China, and I'm like, vibes, okay, cool. And like, I was a travel agent, so I was like, that'll be fine, no worries. Got on my plane, got back across the country to LA to fly home, and everybody was in masks in LA, and I was like,
Cool.
Got home and then everything just went to shit from there, and I was like, how like quick things changed. And then I had friends go over to America like 2 months later, and I was trying to find them last minute flights home to avoid airport shutdowns. Like, insane how quick things went from, oh yeah, cool, we can manage this, to
no
do not go anywhere. Like,
literally.
Oh
yeah.
This is what you get when you don't plan episodes, guys. I just really wanted to try to release here. It's been a hot minute. So looking forward to 2022. Do you have anything on the books? do you have anything planned that you can tell me about? Don't worry about the stuff you can't. But is there anything like you're looking forward to kind of, I don't know, kickstart the year?
Well, is there? I mean, so is there anything I can tell you?
I mean, you can tell me about all the stuff and I can just cut it out of the episode. That'll make it easy.
That'll make it easy. No, to be fair, I don't have an awful lot. There's a couple of things that I'm planning on being seen for in London whenever, like, it was supposed to be like mid-January. I'm not sure how hopeful I am that I'm going to be able to move around in January, but you know, we'll see. COVID permitting, I've got some stuff that I'm being seen for that would be really cool if it went my way. But you know, failing that and failing our industry's struggle to keep going, I'm definitely going to be releasing some new music next year, and that I'm really excited for that. Yeah,
there we go.
I've got some songs that are collabs with some fab writers that I'm very excited for.
Yeah, sick.
I think everyone will like. So I was supposed to be recording in December, and then luckily and unluckily, I got a gig developing a musical, which was a Scottish musical. It's called A Second Chance. It was very, very cool. And I had to switch over my recording dates because everything clashed.
Yeah.
And then I went and ruined the whole thing because I got COVID and we couldn't even do the showing at the end anyway. Way. I felt so ridiculously terrible about it. But yeah, I mean, what can you, I mean, everyone in the team was absolutely lovely about it. And then I think actually the day after I got it, stuff started like popping up on Instagram, like, oh, all these West End shows shut down, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, okay, this is happening. This isn't just me. And it's here funny we are.
We're like a week behind you guys because like things started like shutting down over there. We were still vibing. We were still opening musicals, and all of a sudden, we had like a few cancellations. And I was like,
"No,
we're going back inside, folks."
Literally, that's how it feels, isn't it? Because when you see it starting to happen somewhere else, you're like, "Oh, okay." I mean, hey, fine. And it really doesn't dawn on you,
on an island as well. I'm like, yeah, we're good. We're good. We won't do it to ourselves. We're good.
Yeah.
You got some new members to your family.
I did.
The last little period. I literally just thought of that a second ago.
Yes.
How cute. Oh, my God. Guys, if you haven't seen things, stories would have disappeared, but I'm sure by the time you listen to this, there'll be photos somewhere. Where did that come from? How did that? I feel like it was just like, I'm jumping in the car and going.
Literally. No, it's such a fair statement. So I literally always wanted a little dog. I've always been a cat person, which, you know, makes sense because, you know, there's a big stereotype about women loving women who are into cats. But I've just always wanted to have a dog. And during the first lockdown, I was like, maybe this is the time to get a dog. And everyone started getting dogs. And I was a bit like, I was very cautious because, you know, it's the same as a puppy's not for Christmas, it's for the rest of your life kind of type vibes. Yeah. I was like, I mean, let's hold off. Let's be responsible. Just in case the whole world is fixed in 3 months and then I want to go and be a party girl. Spoiler alert, it's not fixed. but, you know, I held off for a good wee while until eventually I was like, nah, that's it. I want a dog. And I literally was just on, I don't know what I was on. I was on some kind of social media, some kind of internet. And I saw a little advert for a pup that was being rehomed because the home that she was in already had two animals. It had a cat and like a, I think it was a, what are the cute little squish face? Pug. They had a cat and a pug, and they didn't like the dog, and they were like bullying her. And I've actually never been into like super tiny chihuahuas, because I always had that preconceived thing of, oh, they're nasty and yappy and bleh. But you know, I saw her wee face and I was like, she needs a home. And I literally just drove over the next day and met her like family, and they were like, oh, you're it was actually really funny. It was such a fun coincidence. At the time I had a girlfriend, and they were like, oh, you've got a girlfriend, and we're together. It was like a lesbian couple as well, and they were like, oh, and you guys are vegan, we're vegan, this is great. They were like, here you go.
Here you go. No questions asked.
Literally, they were like, oh, you're perfect, you can take her. So I just totally lucked out, and I came home, and because I'm staying with my mom during all this happening and stuff, yeah. And she was like, what have you done? And I was like, ew, sorry.
You gotta feed this one too, yay.
But yes, so that's my baby Tinkerbella, and she is such an angel, and she is the biggest part of the family, and she makes everyone so happy, and she's the best thing I ever did. And because of all of that, I had been thinking it would be really nice if she had someone to play with that was actually her size. So yesterday actually I went on a big old long road trip and got another little baby who also had been bounced back, was supposed to have a home and then couldn't go to the home. I don't know what's going on. The universe is like throwing these adorable dogs at me. It's wonderful. Thank you, Miss Universe. But yeah, so went and got my new little baby. My youngest child now, her name is Mona, like Mona the Vampire. And actually, did you guys didn't have that word in
Australia?
Probably
not, no.
That's so funny.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it was like a kids program, TV program called Mona the Vampire. And the little theme song goes, show us your fangs, hey Mona. And it's really fun. So I just sing it in her face, in her tiny little face. But yeah, she's so adorable. And you have to like introduce new dogs to each other really kind of carefully. Which, you know, I obviously did a bit of research into firstly, and I was expecting it to take a good few weeks maybe for them to be comfortable with each other. And my girls are just wonderful. They're just like already so good to each other. Tinky's just like following around. Mona's like half the size, if not less, than Tinkerbella. And Tinkerbella's a small dog. They're both chihuahuas, so it's crazy. And she's just going around following her like a bodyguard, like won't let anything happen to her. I mean, it's actually melting my heart.
That's so good.
It's so wonderful. So yeah, that's my little family. I'm glad they're small dogs. They'll be good for when I do move to London and get that tiny, tiny one bed flat. yeah.
We're going to flash 40 year and 3 lockdowns later, and Elise is going to have 6 dogs that she's picked up.
And I'm going to have changed all their names to the 6 queens, and it'll be like, it'll be a very embarrassing thing for me.
Rocks back up to the theater. We're ready. Let's go.
Literally with my army of tiny dogs. I'm like, can they stay backstage? And everyone's like, what?
Here, just hold this. I'm going to go perform real quick.
Literally. And like just one on each finger hanging off. Yeah. That'll be it.
Look, if you can pull off the choreography with them in your hands, you're in. That's it. Game over.
Literally. Be part of the auditions.
Oh, my God. We might call it there. I think that's a perfect intro to 2022, folks. I'm going to try and be back every week. I say that every year and very rarely happens, but we're going to try it.
Trying is the most important thing.
But hopefully next time we have Elise here on a podcast, we'll be in the same country and we may even be face-to-face, which would be, fingers crossed, an absolute miracle. But Miss Universe, if you're listening, chill out, okay?
Yeah, please.
We want to, like, socialize. That would be fantastic. I feel like everyone just agreed with this for a solid hot second around the world right there. Amazing, guys. If you haven't already, make sure you go follow Elise here because her Instagram is absolute fire. Links are down below. I'll pop links for music down below as well. Follow us. Give us a rate if you're listening to Spotify. I've only learned that that's just a thing. So hit those 3 dots and hit that 5-star because you know you love it. and heaven forbid I don't catch something. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode of the We Are Theatre Podcast. See yous.
Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.